Welcome to the Susan Winter Show. Here you'll find practical tips and tools to address your most pressing concerns on love, dating, and partnership. And now, here's your love and life mentor, Susan Winter.
Have you ever asked yourself, why won't they date me seriously? You're seeing someone, you like them, you want more, and they're giving you less. Susan Winter here, best-selling author and relationship expert. I have a lot of clients that come to me with that question, and it feels horrible. You know, you have something with them, but why? Well, here are a few reasons why maybe they put you in that category. One, they date casually. This isn't about you. Nobody gets that spot. It's kind of like they're advertising for a position that they know is never going to be fulfilled because they're not really looking for somebody serious. So you just happen to be caught up in the fray, waiting your turn, hoping that if you spend enough time with them, they'll get to know you and they'll feel better about you later on. And they don't have it in their mind. Two, they're emotionally unavailable. And this is a them thing. And again, it goes back to not being specific to you. Oh, you may be feeling all sorts of things when you're with them. They take your breath away. The sex is amazing. There's such a connection. It's the connection. And they like you, but they've never tapped into that part of themselves where their heart has opened, really opened. Or if it did, they got slammed and it went closed. And although they're walking through the motions, maybe they're online, maybe they took your number when they met you at a social event, they're not really available, right? So it's not that the position isn't available. The position is not available and they're not really available. They like you. They'll see you. They'll sleep with you. They'll go out with you once in a while, but they are not getting anywhere near that thin ice because the last time they walked out on that thin ice, it cracked. Or their fear is so great of the thin ice, they're never even going on it. Okay? That's the second reason. Three, they're not sufficiently attracted. And this isn't a physical thing necessarily. Maybe they don't feel that kind of chemistry that we talk about, but is very difficult to isolate. You know, people have asked me, oh, this person's so great, this friend of yours, this guy, he's good looking, he's so successful. Why aren't you two a couple? I don't feel it. And there is that thing within us, okay, family of origin, our template for relationships, the things we like, the things we don't like. Oftentimes, we can't even identify it ourselves, let alone have somebody else identify it who may not have the level of awareness in relationships that you do. Because if you're watching this, you probably do want more in a relationship and you're probably ready to have a relationship. But you are playing with somebody that isn't on the same level. And so this is where there's a mismatch. Whatever they want, whatever turns them on, maybe they like chaos. And you're not bringing the chaos. And don't think that in order to keep them, you need to create chaos. Some people like that kind of drama because it's what they construe as being love because they grew up with drama in their house. So you don't have to be unhealthy for them. Maybe there's something they like that you don't have, or you have it, but in their mind, honestly, it's not enough. And I know that it stings because, you know, we can easily reject them, but they don't want us. We don't want them to reject us, right? So it goes both ways. Maybe they like you, but it just isn't sufficient for a number of reasons or for reasons that they couldn't even identify if they were put under pressure and torture. They don't know themselves. Another reason is that they simply don't have the capacity at all. Because what they understand of love is not what you understand of love. They may actually think they're doing something, but for you it isn't. And another important thing is that maybe what you want is not what they want. Your version of being together is not theirs. And again, if somebody is giving you minimal attention, minimal time, and a reduced category that makes you feel kind of horrible, you know what the problem is? The end problem. The end, it doesn't matter about all the others that I've listed, but the end, bottom problem, you're letting them. You're agreeing to it. You have seen a pattern that they do not hold you in the same respect and honor that you would like to be held. They have not moved toward something that makes you feel safe, secure, and valued, however you interpret that love designed to be. They haven't given you that. So you have been day in and day out living on hope, little fragments of it, trying to tell yourself, one day they're going to want me. Yeah? Maybe if I just hang in a little bit longer. But this is where you're deluding yourself. You've seen how they play. We should not be selling ourselves like it's the last day sale, trying to throw ourselves at somebody. If they are not treating you in your interactions the way that you'd like to be treated, and you have expressed yourself and you have clearly stated your intentions and what you want, and they continue to fail you, then the problem is you, because you allow it. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be mean, but I've got to tell you the way it is. You have allowed it. And they've taken advantage of it. So do we hate them because they took something that you let them take? No. The correction is that you stopped the flow. They don't get to do that. Part of wondering why somebody won't take us seriously is that the other side of the coin is perhaps we're not taking our goals and ourselves seriously enough. Maybe we have been fishing in the wrong pond, dating the wrong kind of people. Maybe we've been lonely and just took what was available and tried to make ourselves feel like that will be adequate, but it isn't. But if you are discontent, and again, have clearly stated your wants and needs, and you're not getting it, and you don't feel that this person is taking you seriously and doesn't want to do anything with you that gives you a feeling of warmth, security, happiness, low anxiety, then it's incumbent upon you to make the decision, not them. I know these things aren't easy. Some people would rather have somebody rather than nobody. But I'd rather have myself. I bet you would too. The one way to have that is to know your worth, stand up for yourself, be clear about what you want, see how they play. If they don't play the way you like to play, you remove yourself from the game. You might be single for a minute, but you will not have anxiety. You will not feel worthless, and you will not have to wonder why they won't date you seriously. I hope this helps you. Susan Winter for SusanWinter.net. If you want more of this, please come to my website. Lots of resources. Listen to the Susan Winter Show. It's on all streaming platforms. Tune into the live show every Thursday. And if you want a consultation, I'm here for you. Thanks a lot.